It had come to my family's attention that Stumpy, our beloved pet cat named for his lack of tail, was nowhere to be seen. It certainly wouldn't have been the first time we lost him. Previously, he had been discovered in our neighbor's garage. No one, not even the neighbor, could attest to the circumstances of his mysterious entrance. Our entire family dropped any previous occupations to take up the search. Gazing outside of the playroom window onto the cobblestone road, my mind reverted to a familiar children's story I enjoyed at the time. I can't remember the name of the book, but the cat dies in the end and is buried in front of the church he frequented in life. It occurred to me that perhaps Stumpy was dead, but I swiftly brushed away the oppressive thought away. Death was definitely not part of my book, at least not the death of anyone I actually knew. I believed I was still searching the playroom when he was discovered. I was led downstairs to the laundry room, only to be greeted by his still form. Near his gaping mouth, a dab of blood stained the stark white shirt upon which he lied. A clear ring of saliva was still to be found encompassing his final release of his own life force. I never knew what caused him to pass. I still don't. All I knew was his furry little corpse sank beneath my feet into the shallow grave that my father and eldest brother had prepared for him, was that I had lost a friend. Today, it's just another memory, yet another day lost to the blur so commonly referred to as history. But then, my universe seemed to halt. Then, a child's heart was torn asunder.